Well, this morning we are finishing a sermon series we've been calling Do Over. It's a sermon series where we are looking at stories in the Bible where people are given a second chance, at hope or a second chance at wholeness, a second chance to begin again. And this morning's scripture is perhaps the most famous of all second chances, the second chance Jesus gives to a woman who made a mistake, a woman who was caught in her own sin. We're going to look at the story once more, the story Sarah just read, but before we do, will you join with me in a word of prayer? Have thine own way, O Lord, have thine own way. For you, O God, are a potter. We are your clay. Melt us and mold us, make us and use us. Have thine own way. Amen. Well, it was a cold fall evening, the night of November 12th, 2004, when an 18-year-old boy named Ryan Cushing went joyriding with five of his friends through the city streets of Long Island. Now, you've never met Ryan Cushing before, but you know exactly who he is. Young and arrogant, brash and good-looking. Ryan's not a bad kid by any means, but, well, like most 18-year-olds, sometimes he struggled with impulse control. It was a Friday night, and Ryan said he and his friends were bored. Well, at one point in the evening, they stumbled upon something on the side of the road. It was an old frozen turkey, a butterball. And Ryan decided that he wanted to play a trick, a prank on some of his neighbors. They went down to the Sunset Highway, and Ryan decided what he wanted to do was throw the turkey across the highway as a car passed so that when the driver looked out their windshield, they would see a flying frozen turkey in the sky. So he went down. He got the 20-pound bird. He saw the headlights coming. He waited until they got just close enough, and he let the bird fly. The police and the paramedics were on the scene within minutes. And the damage caused by the frozen turkey was devastating. The bird went through the windshield like an anvil. It hit the driver square in the face and broke every bone she had. The paramedics took the woman to the hospital for emergency surgery. Ryan and his friends ended up in handcuffs. It was just a dumb prank. It was just a single mistake, but Ryan's life as he knew it, well, it had ended. Things were going to be different. You see, it can happen to a person. It can happen to any of us, really. You make one wrong decision, you lose impulse control for just a few seconds, and, well, life as you know it is different. Suddenly, there's no way to go back to the way things used to be. Yes, it can happen to any of us. And so once upon a time, the Bible tells us, some scribes and Pharisees brought a woman to Jesus in the temple, and they asked Jesus to make judgment about her. Teacher, the scribes and Pharisees said, "Teacher, we caught this woman in the act of adultery. We caught her in the act," they said. "What should we do with her? How should we handle the situation? Should we treat her like Moses told us to treat her, or do you have another suggestion?" Now, make no mistake about it, this woman was guilty. She is guilty. They caught her in the act of breaking one of the 10 most important commandments in all of Scripture. It was just a mistake. Just a dumb mistake. And now her life, as she knew it, was over. Now there was no going back to the way things used to be. She had to face the consequences of her actions. It can happen to any of us. There was a great 20th century theologian named G.K. Chesterton who was once asked to write a magazine article The title of the magazine article was this. The title was, "What is Wrong with the Universe?" The editor of the magazine asked Chesterton to come up with some kind of explanation, to explain why there is so much brokenness in the world around us. Why is it that so many people experience such pain day after day after day? And so Chesterton said he thought about the question for months. He reflected on it. He looked all around him trying to find some satisfying answer to it, only he realized the answer to that question, what's wrong with the universe? Well, the answer wasn't outside of him. Instead, the answer, he said, was within. And when he finally wrote the article and put pen to paper, his response was only two words long. "What's wrong with the universe?" he said. "Well, I am." He said the problem with the universe, it's me. See, the Apostle Paul wrote, "All have fallen short of the glory of God," which is just another way of saying we all make mistakes. We've all lost control for just a moment and done something we did not want to do. We've all fallen short of what we know God's calling us to do. We've all fallen short of becoming the person God is calling us to be. We don't need scribes and Pharisees to point out our inadequacies. We know our inadequacies. We live with them. We've seen the pain they've caused others. No matter how hard we try, we can't undo their damage. What's wrong with the universe? Well, the truth is, it's us. We're the ones who have fallen short of the glory of God. We're the ones who have made the mistakes. Teacher, the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, what should we do with her?" Yes, this woman, this sinful woman, this guilty woman, now had to suffer the consequence of her actions. It can happen to any of us. Victoria Ruvalo was just a few miles from home when her front windshield shattered. In fact, the impact of the frozen turkey that came at her was so violent, it sent her immediately into a concussion. She had no memory of the 10 hours of surgery the doctors performed. She had no memory of the three titanium plates they inserted into her left cheek or the one titanium plate they put in her right. She never saw the mesh netting that held her eye in place because her socket had been damaged so badly. In fact, Victoria never met her accuser. She never met her attacker, that is, until she showed up for court. And she walked into the courtroom, and there sat Ryan Cushing. And as soon as she saw him, she said her heart simply broke. He looked so young in that suit. He looked so helpless. She said he was crying. In fact, he came up to her in tears, and he began by saying, "I just want you to know how sorry I am." He said, "I am sorry for what happened. I never meant for it to happen." He said, "I want you to know I've been praying for you every day." Before the trial started, Victoria was asked if she wanted to address the court and the judge. She was asked if she wanted to make some statement. Ryan, you see, was facing 25 years in prison after his friends had accepted a plea deal to testify against him. Was there anything she wanted to share with the people gathered? And she said yes, and with that she stood up and she turned to Ryan and she began by saying, "Ryan, I want you to know I forgive you. Ryan," she said, "you are forgiven. Ryan, I want you to take this experience, what happened to you, and I want you to use it. I want you to do something good with your life." And with that she turned to the judge. And she asked the judge to grant him pardon. She asked the judge not to hold his crimes against him. Yes, when the scribes and Pharisees brought the woman to Jesus, Jesus had every opportunity to condemn this woman. He had every opportunity to demand justice for her mistakes, only the scripture says he didn't do it. Instead, the Bible says he chose grace. says, I do not condemn you. Go, he says, go and sin no more. You are forgiven. Yes, make no mistake about it. You are forgiven. And how do I know? Well, it's because if anyone is in Christ Jesus, that one is a new creation. The old that has passed away and the new has come, and you don't have to live in the past anymore. Yes, Jesus invited this woman to move forward with her life. He invited her not to look back at the pain that had shaped her for far too long. He told her to do something good with her life, something good with the second chance she had been given. Go, he said, go and sin no more. See, today is a new day. Today is a day of new beginnings, a day that God has given you, a day unlike any other day you have experienced before. Because we might be what's wrong with the universe, but God is what is right with the universe, and God has reconciled the world to himself. It is for freedom that you have been set free. You are free, God says, free to not put on the chains of bondage anymore, free to let the past go, free to move forward in faith and hope and love, free to step into the future God has in store for you, because it is a future filled with hope. Yes, go, he says. Go from this place and never be the same again. Because there's a future for you. A blessing and promise and hope. Thanks be to God for the gift of that future. Amen. Will you pray with me? God, we thank you that you have called us to this place. And that in you there is redemption, in you there is new beginning, in you there is pardon of sins. And we pray, Lord, that we would leave this place as your redeemed people, as people who know what it means to experience your mercy. God, we thank you that you have reconciled the world to yourself, and that in you there is new beginning. For we offer this prayer in the name of the one who came, the one who died, the one who rose for our sake, Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.